I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come?
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord will keep us all. From all evil, he will keep our lives.
Come, let us worship God.
Be seated.
Let us join together in our praise of confession print in your
bulletin.
Loving God, we confess that we have been slow to learn from you, and we have failed to obey you. Forgive us for not being your faithful followers. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Hear us now as we silently confess our sins.
Hear our praise, O God, and forgive us, we pray. Help us to follow your Son, Jesus, we pray in his name. Amen.
Amen.
We are dust, and dust shall return.
Though our bodies be destroyed, yet in flesh we shall see God.
We present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God.
In Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Forgive me, Lord, as I forgive others.
Our scripture reading tonight comes from Matthew 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 18. Let us hear the word of God. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Lent is a season that's been observed by the Christian church for a long, long time. It begins tonight with Ash Wednesday, and it continues through Holy Week. The word Lent means lengthen. It has to do with the church's springtime. It's when the days are getting longer. And it's also the period of time when we get ready for Jesus' sacrifice for us when he dies on the cross. We spend 40 days in Lent, remembering that Jesus spent 40 days in the desert preparing for his ministry. In our scripture reading tonight, which Xavier read for us, we heard Jesus telling his disciples to do good things for him, to give to the needy, to pray, to fast, but not to get people's attention or praise, but instead to draw closer to Jesus. During Lent, we can spend extra time in Jesus' presence. We can read our devotional guides, and we'll be giving those out afterwards, so make sure you get one before you leave. And we can turn during Lent from our old ways and find new and healthier ways to live with one another. So Lent doesn't really have to be about giving something up or trying to endure by not eating chocolate for 40 days or by not watching a favorite TV show or going on Facebook. Instead, what's important about Lent is that whatever we do, we make space for Jesus. We make more time to talk with him. We find new ways to serve him. Maybe as simple as saying something kind to someone else or sharing with someone who needs it. These are the things that can help us to focus on Jesus and to make more space for him in our lives. So this year, if you do give up something, instead of just giving up something, make sure you add something into your lives that brings you closer to God. Let's make more room for Jesus in our everyday lives. Let's pray. Loving God, help us during this season of Lent to see Jesus in our midst and to make more space for him in our everyday lives. Help us to be loving and caring and to give of that love to others. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now you're invited to stand while our song leaders come up and sing for us the hymn, Lord, Who Throughout These 40 Days.
now come to what we call the imposition of the ashes. At this point, we will be inviting you forward, and Anne and I will be placing a cross on your forehead. The cross marks on the mark of the cross on our forehead on Ash Wednesday are both a symbol of life and of death. The ashes suggest our eventual return to the dust. But the dust is not the final word. We as Christians know that Easter is coming. And yet we pause and remember Christ's great sacrifice for us. And most of all, we remember God's great love. The ashes are hence also a sign of great love for us. The ashes are hence a sign of God's great love for us found in Jesus Christ. Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be a sign of our mortality and our penitence, so that we might remember that only by your gracious gift we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may come forward for the imposition of the ashes.
Let us join together in our responsive reading. In times of great sorrow and heartache, God's people of old would wear their grief with sackcloth and ashes, their outward form reflected the reality of their hearts. Tonight, we admit the brokenness of our hearts, and we wear the sign of our brokenness, ashes. Yet we know that the brokenness is only part of the story. There is more. The ashes trace the shape of a cross, the cross that removes our sin, heals our brokenness, and makes us whole.
Our brokenness is not forever. We are restored in the cross.
Let us join together in our responsive reading. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
Create in me a clean heart, make my spirit right and true.
Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me.
Guide me with your
Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in judging me.
God of creation and Lord of my life, show me how I can be more like you in all that I do, in word and thought and deed.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cleanse my heart, O God, from sin. Make my spirit pure within.
Jesus, cross the grave. Christ are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you. Amen.